Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. I wanted to address another question, or like I said in one of the other episodes, a statement that is often made. And that statement is that for sale by owners will automatically take less on their sales price because they're for sale by owner. And the common theme within the real estate industry is that yes, that will happen. And they believe that will happen simply because you don't have representation of a listing agent. The reality is it will happen if you don't get your house in front of the right people with the right price in the right condition. So let me give you an example. If you don't take the right steps when you're trying to sell your home without an agent, such as preparing your house to be listed, decluttering it, cleaning it up, staging it, keeping counters clean, doing all of the things that make your house look as best as possible to a potential buyer, then you're going to struggle selling your house for the price that you want to sell it for. If you don't do that and price it too high, you'll sit on the market for too long and you'll get desperate and drop your price. And then your expectation won't be met, and then somebody will go, see, they had to sell for less than their asking price because they didn't use a real estate agent. The reality is you just didn't take the right steps to do it, the right steps to sell a house. So the formula is simple. Following the steps are easy if you know the right steps to take and the right order to take them in. So preparing it the right way puts you in a good position to get good pictures of it, to get it online in front of the right people, and getting a good price on it allows buyers to go, look, they know what they're talking about. That looks like the other homes I'm looking at. It's similar in price, it's similar in condition. I think I want to go take a look at it. They look at your house, right? This is the process that buyers go through. They're looking for your house to check boxes and make them feel good about making the purchase. If your house doesn't check those boxes, somebody will eventually offer you less money. And if you get to a point where you have to sell, or it's taken too long to sell, or you feel desperate, then yeah, you will take less money. I'm not saying in every situation will you take less money, but the chances of you getting your asking price are not good if you go down that path. But if you go down the path of following the right steps, the same steps that real estate agents take to sell property, which is getting them ready to sell, and then getting the right price attached to it according to what the market will likely pay, not what you absolutely dream you'll get from the house, right? But what the market will likely pay according to the house's condition, according to the competition in the marketplace, according to what has already sold, right? Because if you hire a real estate agent, they'll come in, and if they're a good real estate agent, they'll help you understand all those factors and make you make a logical decision on list price based upon the condition of your home, how well you were able to prepare it. And let me take a side note here. Not everybody has a 9 or a 10 home. Not everybody is in that situation. So I want you to be aware that if you don't have the budget, or you don't have the time or the inclination to do everything you should do to make your house look as good as possible, then you're going to have to make an adjustment on price. So normal for sale by owners, because they're just not familiar with the entire process, and this is typically the case of people who maybe try and do it for the first time and don't know all the steps to take or haven't experienced selling a house before, even with an agent, they're going to make a few missteps and they might suffer in the price. And so the short answer to the question or the statement is, will a for sale by owner take less money or sell for less? And yes, they probably will if they don't take the right steps. But if you take the right steps and do what an agent would do, which is well within your power and time frame, then you'll get the best possible price for the property because you're simply following a system that the industry itself follows, right? And if you follow that system, then you can expect a verifiable outcome of what's going to happen. Does it work in 100% of the cases? No, there's certain circumstances that come up that would prevent the sale of a home. It happens. I'm simply arming you with information that you hopefully will use to your advantage to be successful selling on your own. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people every year, homeowners every year, that successfully complete a for sale by owner. It is working. It works out. It's happening. Do some of them take less money? Absolutely, because they don't follow the right steps. They do end up finding a buyer. That happens. Sometimes it's an investor who wants to lowball them. Sometimes their house is in amazing condition, and they find a buyer no problem because it's in amazing condition. They priced it right, okay? But the only way for them to do that is to follow the right steps. So taking less money is only a result of not following the right steps. So let me give you the steps again. If you prepare your house the right way, then it's going to look as best as it can if you take the right steps to prepare. If you market it correctly, meaning you put a market price on it, not a dream price, not a I hope to get this price, not a hey, the Smiths down the road sold for this, I should definitely get this price. If you put a market price on it based upon actual data, then you will get market price for it, or maybe a little bit more if you're in a competitive marketplace where there's not enough homes for too many buyers. If you negotiate the contract in such a way that says, I verified you as a buyer, I know that you're a good buyer, I can see your lenders told me your down payment's in order, all your documentation's in order, right? And because you've prepared it and marketed it the right way, you found a willing and able buyer, then you can negotiate a winning contract. And if you can negotiate a winning contract and you and the buyer are working towards the end goal of completing the sale, meaning if the inspection happens and something comes up in the inspection and you have a discussion about that on possible solutions and you and the buyer can come to an equitable solution, then you will have a winning contract. If something comes up in the appraisal and you follow the same process that you just followed with the inspection and you have a conversation and you come to an equitable solution, then you'll have a winning contract. Because at the end of the day, the name of the game is putting the most amount of money in your pocket at the closing of that sale. Sometimes you have to concede because of an inspection item that you just weren't aware of. Now you're aware of it, now you got to deal with it. Sometimes, through the best of efforts in putting a market price on a property, an appraiser just doesn't agree with the contract price. It happens. But if you will work through each one of those issues, just like a real estate agent would work through them, having a conversation with the other side of the transaction, doing the things that will make both parties move to completion of the contract, then you'll have a winning contract and a winning deal. And then when it comes to closing the deal, the four step, right? So really quick recap, prepare, market, negotiate. Closing the deal is the four step. If you'll just work with the parties that are involved, the buyer, the buyer's lender, or the buyer's agent if they have one, and the title company and or real estate attorney, whichever your state requires, everybody will work to complete the contract and the sale. That's a normal real estate transaction. All parties are wanting to get to a completion of the sale. Okay? So, having said all that, you do not have to sell your house for less than what it is worth if you'll follow those steps. You can absolutely complete the sale for a good fair market value, or maybe even more of a market value based upon the conditions of your market, how hot it is or how cold it is. But if you're in a hot market and you follow those steps, you're going to find willing and able buyers, and there's a chance that you'll find multiple willing and able buyers, which could drive up the purchase price. That's how a normal market operates. So, think through the steps. Know that you do not have to sell for less than fair market value, but if you don't follow the steps, you may end up selling for less than fair market value. As always, I hope that that information is helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.